I just read something about Ryan Seacrest. We have a friend who's in the industry, the radio industry, and he puts out a newsletter every week, which I read because it gives you helpful tips on how to do things better on our air. And this week it was all about saving time and what you do to make sure that everything goes into every day. And Ryan Seacrest said, I've had one sick day in 17 years.
That beats your streak.
That beats me.
By a mile.
Wow.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest has beaten me. He had one sick day in 17 years. He didn't want to do that. He took it. That hurt. That really hurt.
Is it? I mean this with no sense of hyperbole, but I think it's safe to say that Ryan Seacrest is better at everything than everyone else.
I agree with that. He's better at everything.
Yeah, probably. Ounce of hyperbole.
No. Ryan Seacrest is the best at every single thing. He's beaten me. I want to be him so bad. There's no way to be Ryan Seacrest. What can you do?
He's hosting Wheel.
He's hosting Wheel. He hosted American Idol. He does everything.
Hit
he does
radio show.
All of it. TV, radio.
Endorsements.
And universally loved. You know, there's very few people that say, I can't stand Ryan Seacrest. Mm-hmm. Now, and he's had one sick day in 17 years.
What did he have?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd love to know.
It didn't say. But stomach bug? I don't know. During COVID got me. I wanted to come in here.
Yeah,
I said,
maybe you should message Seacrest and say, look, I tried.
I did the best I tried to come in
and not infect everybody with my COVID.
I said I'd hold my breath. I said I wanted to come in. And they were like, no.
Do the entire show without breathing? That's right. That was the goal, Ryan.
That's right, Ryan.
I want to do
the whole show without breathing.
I want to fact check him.
You think he might have missed a day or two?
Yeah.
Now, this is his radio show in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's right.
One sick day.
One sick day in 17 years.
Or does he bounce? I know when he did the TV show.
Well, he used
show.
To be in New York. Well, no, he always has done it from L.A. Maybe he should fly back and forth.
Mm-hmm. How?
Well, he did. He did. He flew back and forth.
I remember that. I just wonder if...
I thought he did the morning show in L.A.
I don't know how he did it, but he's only had one sick day in 17 years. He had some sort of...
Maybe he lost his voice. Who knows?
Well, he did an afternoon show in L.A. He would do afternoons. I don't know really what he's doing.
I think he was doing some of those from home, though, too.
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
I think that's how...
But that were. I mean, that's you can't take that away
does
from
Does it? Me. I don't know. I'd take it away a little.
Listen, This is why it's so painful for me to reveal this. And I'll just go ahead and reveal this to you. You don't even know this. On Friday, November 15th, I have to take the day off.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I know you're upset. I know you're upset. I have to reveal this to you now.
Should Beaky and I give us three guesses about what it involves?
Yeah. I bet you can get it with the first guess.
Router.
You mean
checking your router.
No.
Butt check.
No, it's not a butt check. No, that's not due for another 4 years. It's not a router check.
I don't think it's a visit to Tennessee, is it?
It is a visit to Tennessee. My son,
I'll be damned,
is going forward with this.
We headed to Knoxville.
We headed to Knoxville. He's going forward with his plan to try to transfer to the University of Tennessee, even though I've told him, I want you to think long and hard about this, because
please.
It's going to mean you're going to have to take on some student loan debt. I got him here. I got him in our state, you know. But once he goes out of state, I'm like, you know what? We're going to have to get some student loans here, and you're going to have to pay those back. And he said, I'll do it. And I said, yeah, but I don't know that you can even fathom being 25 years old and struggling and having to pay back student loan debt.
My sister has a very good job mm-hmm. that pays well.
Mm-hmm.
She went out of state.
Yeah.
She had to get student loans. She's still paying them.
Well, she will be for a while.
And she's in her mid-30s. So, I mean, it's there. It sticks with you.
Although some administrations have been forgiving student debt.
Well.
I'm saying. I'm just saying.
There's been a lot of talk about that. It blows up the internet when it comes out.
And you.
But there has been talk.
My stance on that is I've been against that because I feel like if you take a loan, you pay it back. But I'm starting to waver on that issue.
Tell me more.
With new information comes new stances. And now I'm wavering on the issue of student loan debt. Let's repay that. And let's hope that if and when he's sitting there in Neyland Stadium with a orange cap on his head, ready to graduate from the University of Tennessee, some billionaire comes up in front of him and says, by the way,
guess what, guys?
I've forgiven your student debt. Yeah.
Class of 2027.
Yes.
Please let his speaker be like Elon Musk.
Please. Yeah. Please let his speaker be somebody that could just dangle money over them and pay them back. We shall see. But he is still saying, I feel called by God to Knoxville.
I like that he's invoked God in this. I
really
enjoy that.
For the first time ever, he's like, I've prayed hard on this, and I feel like I've got to join a frat in Knoxville.
It hurts when you hear it like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, but listen, we had a great family meeting yesterday where my wife said.
The whole family?
Whole family. He was home. He was home for the weekend, and he's in town, and wife says, family meeting. And I always love those.
Can I just mute the TV? No. I want it off.
But
they're playing in England.
Right.
It's like 16 hours of football.
TV's off. Phone's down. We're meeting. So she says, choose your date. We're going to Knoxville on a Friday. And she had three different dates selected. And we decided on November 15th. And I said, I'm going to have to break this to the guys. I said, Biggie's not going to like this.
I'm sure they'll be devastated.
I'm just picturing Biggie's head, face right now.
I just shook my head and I said, I just don't know about this, you know. So then she says, here are the two options. One, now Tennessee, University of Tennessee is a 4-hour and 30-minute drive from here.
From your home?
From our home. The tour is 11 a.m. on Friday. The tour takes about 3 to 3.5 hours. Okay. So option one was drive up Thursday, stay overnight, take the tour, drive back Friday.
Everybody, a one-nighter.
The one-nighter. Everybody's like, maybe. Okay. All right. There's actually a few options here. Option two was drive up Thursday, stay overnight, go tour, head to Dollywood.
Pigeon food!
It's right there.
It is.
Stay in the resort. Have s'mores on their private pits. Go to Dollywood all day Saturday. Stay overnight Saturday. Drive back Sunday. Everybody's like, yay, yes. Final option. Get up at 4 a.m. Friday.
Rise before dawn.
Rise before dawn. Take the tour. Back on Friday night.
We'll drive in shifts.
That's right.
Now I'll take the mountains.
Yeah, I think we know which one you won.
I voted for that option. The rest of the family were like, no, what? No, no. Why would we do that? I said, that's probably going to be $1,000. You're talking about Dollywood.
Can you not enjoy anything?
I can't. And my daughter says, well, we have to get the fast passes. I said, no, no.
Nope. We'll wait that with everyone else.
We're not doing any of that. We're going to drive. I said, this is a work trip. This is a business trip. We're driving so your brother can see the campus of the University of Tennessee, mm-hmm. and then we're driving back. This is not for fun or frivolity.
I'm going to invite my boyfriend.
No, we're not inviting boyfriends. We're not doing
no plus ones.
No plus ones.
But the sister's going, your daughter?
Well, is she? She wanted to go if we were going to Tennessee.
That is a school day.
Mm-hmm. It's a school day. And she's like, I can get out of school and we can go to Dollywood. And I said, no. Mm. I said, no, we're not. So the discussion continued.
If he can go to Tennessee, I can get into anywhere.
That's what she said, too.
I'm not even worried about school anymore. This is clearly now a for-profit institution.
She said, yes. She's learned that. And then she goes, I'm going to go to Florida. I said, you're not going to Florida. Everybody just, and then it turns into, how come he can go to Tennessee and I can't go to Florida? And I said, I don't know that, but you can't. I said, there are good schools right here.
Well, when your daughter is a sophomore in high school, and things can certainly change, but what do you know what attracts her to Florida at the age of 16?
The beach. She wants to, and she thinks,
what's that?
She thinks the University of Florida is near the beach. Really, it's in Gainesville. I don't even know if there's a beach.
She doesn't. It's landlocked.
She doesn't know. She's landlocked. She has no idea.
Yeah.
She wants to go to Florida because she likes Florida when we go. And I've told
what do you think she would like to major in at this point in her life?
The beach.
And her minor would be
beaching.
Tanning.
Yeah. With a concentration in tanning. Uh-huh. She's very,
really
very
concentrating on tanning.
Maybe we can direct her towards, I don't know, coastal Carolina.
That's out of state also.
Oh, yeah.
She said coastal Carolina.
Well, as long as you're out of state, there's Pepperdine.
Well, I mean, as long as
there's Miami.
Right. I mean, she has just discovered all this. And now that the world of out-of-state tuition has been opened to her, she's very, very interested.
This is a move. This is the Wizard of Oz going from black and white to color.
Color, yes. And then I said, if you all go out of state, I'll probably have to work way longer than expected. And they were like, well, that's fine.
And,
and your wife was like, all right, good. This is all pointing to signs.
We're looking very closely at these things. The point is, I just told them, I said, Biggie is going to be so upset that we're taking November 15th off. I just can't even tell you. I said,
crushed.
Well, you heard his reaction.
You heard his
Yeah.
This is a terrible, terrible.
And as we pointed out, no one here is keeping roll.
No one's taking roll.
It's true.
No one will even notice we're gone, and we'll be gone. Let me just tell you now, it is in stone. We are leaving on the 15th. But what's not in stone is the trip to Dollywood, and I'm fighting against that. So I continue to fight against that.
Are you alone in your fight?
100%. 100%
alone. Is it 3-1 right now?
Yes, it is 3-1. And my wife said,
Who could you turn? Only the wife?
Probably the wife, privately. And later, when the kids were out of the room, I said, we really should have talked about this privately before.
You opened up the floor.
She knew what she was doing.
Yes, when you open the floor like that, you know, then it becomes, of course, they're going to want to go.
Who mentioned Dollywood first?
My wife. She said, here are options. And then she said, and by the end of the family meeting, she said, I'll tell you what, let me go ahead and book Dollywood, and we can cancel up to 72 hours before we go. I said, let's not make that step. Let's not do that.
Done.
Well, because ding.
And we're in.
What? Well,
because once it's on the books like that, you know, to me, it's like harder.
That's momentum.
Yeah.
She's always been one to, let's buy it, and I'll return it if we don't like it. And I've been on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Wallet in pants.
Let's not buy it at
all. That's not you.
That's not me. Exactly.